Welcome to the Thursday edition of KSRO's Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom. I'm your host, Robin Berardini. Dr. Tom is the medical director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers. Three beautiful locations, Santa Rosa, Napa, and now in Maui. Remember them at laserandvein.com, drwaltertom.com, streaming live on Facebook as we speak. So welcome to our Facebook viewers. And if you can't catch us between 12:30 and 1, remember, they will be there in perpetuity on the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Facebook page.
Perpetuity.
Did you like that word? That was pretty fancy, wasn't it?
We're getting very bougie with our language here.
Bougie. I like that word.
Okay.
Dr. Tom strongly believing in educating the public and has been featured here on Ask the Expert for over 10 years now, sharing his passion for education professionally, internationally, nationally, immediate past president of the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, and a diplomat for many, many years and on the board of the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom, welcome to the program. So glad to have you here.
Thank you, Robin. Great to be here. And it is a sunny day.
It is.
I can't believe it's January 30th. And it's sunny. It's going to be in the 70s.
Isn't that amazing?
I love it.
I love it, too.
That's why I'm here.
I'm not in Detroit.
As much as I'm a very proud man from Motown and from Detroit, I am really super happy to be
in
Sonoma County.
Speaking of the cold weather, my dad was raised in Toronto and played hockey on the streets in Toronto on the ice. Can you believe that? No gear.
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
You would skate. Right?
You have the rains come and it would freeze over, and it was the coolest thing as a kid. You put your skates on and you'd skate up and down the streets. It was really
neat.
Didn't
need an arena or anything. No ice arena needed.
Exactly. But
it was brutal.
I'm glad to let those days go by.
Right. You want to protect those hands. Helping us look younger by money. I just want to kind of tout your. Your viewers, your patients, and the people that love and adore you voted for you as best cosmetic surgeon 2016 to 2019. And then the latest honor was the esthetician for Haley last year, 2019. Congratulations.
Thank you. And thank our listeners. And absolutely. You've been listening to us for a long time. And I really appreciate that. And we're actually pretty humbled by that. It's amazing to receive those kind of awards.
Well, it's just good. It's good feedback, and to know that all these things that you're putting together as a family and a team at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers are working, and people are appreciative. Your patients are appreciative, so it's good. Kudos to you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And part of the reason that we're here on KSRO Ask the Expert now for 10 plus years, not too many people know that communications was always a special interest of mine. And when I went to the University of Michigan, talking about being back in the homeland of Michigan, I actually took a bunch of courses in television and radio, and I really loved it. So part of that is just that it's fun for me to come out here with you and with Michael, our producer, and who I play ice hockey with over at Snoopy's Arena, to enjoy that. But in terms of feedback, actually a lot of our newer patients, when we ask them, of course, it's a business, and we want to know, how did you hear about us? A lot of it comes from our show.
So is that right?
So congratulations, Robin. You're helping out our business. I appreciate it.
It is fun. Well, this radio is a great medium. I really like it. You can take it anywhere you go.
People thought I was going to die, but it's proven to be actually a great way. And, so we want to thank all those commuters who are tuning into us.
Right.
And if you're just hanging around the house or wherever you are and you're tuning into us, I want to thank you personally.
Absolutely. Now, as we prepare to present your show each and every Thursday from 12:30 to 1 on Ask the Expert here at KSRO, I'm like, okay, what do you want to talk about this week? And this is absolutely your favorite trio. From what I hear, it's eyes, lips, hips.
That's correct.
Is that true?
Eyes, lips, and hips. Those are the areas that I love to treat because it makes the patients feel so good. Actually, there's another one that's in there.
It's actually a quadrat,
I guess you would say. But I couldn't get it to, I can't get breast to rhyme with hips and lips.
Eyes, lips,
so
hips.
if you can figure that one out, let me know. But definitely in terms of patient satisfaction, which it's what it's all about for us. Making patients feel more confident about themselves by enhancing their self-image, that's what we try to do.
That's in your mission statement, is that true?
It is, and what I would just say is that the areas that patients are happiest with are with some specific treatments, but are for the eyes, lips, and the hips. So that's
right.
That is true.
All right, so can we kind of dive into that and get an idea of what we can do? You know, the ADD Society, we want it all yesterday.
Right. Well, one of the treatments that we're talking about actually is true and delivers pretty quickly within about 3 to 5 days. Last week, we actually spoke about the eyes and all the cosmetic procedures you could do. Understand that the first thing, once again, thank you again to the listeners who tune into us every week. But I always mention that's the first thing that we do when we meet somebody is we actually look at them in the eye. And that's our first impression. And one of the easiest things that you can do to enhance your eyes, you know, unless you're 18 years old, eyes is actually Botox.
Botox.
You know,
okay.
It's been around forever, Robin. I mean, I've started talking about Botox 10 years ago when I first started working on with Ask the Expert in KSRO. And yet it's still the number one. It's the number one cosmetic treatment that is performed in the United States.
Is it really?
Yeah, it still is number one. And there's a reason for that. Why is that?
Again,
my comment about or my observation is about that's the first thing that we look at are our eyes. And I'm looking directly for those who are listening on the radio. We're also live streaming this on Facebook. I'm looking directly into the iPad lens to give them that eye contact. But that's the first thing that we do indeed look at. So what we want to do is we want to have happy eyes. We want to have happy eyes when we have open eyes, at least when we're meeting people socially.
Okay.
And we're not talking about when you're at task or you're playing a game of hockey when I want to give Michael a stink eye. You know, I want to give him like you little punk, you're younger than my kids, and you're chasing me down and taking the puck away from me. That's different, okay? I'm talking about social interaction and we're meeting people for the first time, or you're dealing with your customer, your client. Is you want to be open. You want people to come on in, if you will, to interact with you, and is that sort of that human contact and relationship development. So that's what we're looking at. So what we do over time. As we get a little bit older, is we tend to frown. Okay, we tend to frown, and so what we develop, we start to get that furrowed look between our eyes. So
right.
If you touch your nose, the top of your nose, and you go up between your eyes, that's the area, we call it the glabellar area.
Okay.
And that's the area where we have three muscles. We have a single muscle called the procerus and two corrugators, which tend to cause us to frown. And when we frown, we get what the young kids call the 11s between the eyes, okay? Interesting.
Those wrinkles right there?
Those wrinkles right there, exactly.
Okay,
and then our muscles over time, especially if we're thoughtful, we're pensive, got a lot of pressure on us, or maybe even genetically, we tend to hold our face that way, tend to hold our face in that frown or almost like a scowl, if you will. And so that is off-putting. It's off-putting. As nice as you can be, happy as you can be, it's off-putting.
Right.
So really what we want to do is sort of soften that. So
by
five tiny little, and you barely feel the pinpricks, tiny little injections in that area, between the eyes, we can actually soften the muscle movement there.
All right.
And so by softening that muscle movement, we can take away that sort of that angry, depressed, tired look, okay? And that's really important. So number one, we can help to minimize a negative impression by softening that area, those 11s, exactly. Knowing your anatomy, Robin, and knowing the anatomy around the face, we do know that when we inject this area to take away the frown area, that some other muscles compensate, and those muscles of our forehead tend to the compensatory muscle pull tends to lift the side of our eyebrows up. So especially for women, women. So you're lucky in that it will actually raise your eyebrows up a little bit, so it will actually open up your eyes. So that's a real benefit in my mind in terms of being interested. You know, your eyes are more open, you're more alert, you're awake, you look like somebody wants to talk to versus looking sleepy.
Sure.
And that's going to, once again, draw people into you.
Okay. And that seems like a pretty simple, you just have to kind of give it a little forethought, like as you say, 3 to 5 days, but a simple in and out procedure within an hour.
That is correct.
All
now,
right.
If you haven't done Botox before, so it's going to take about 3 to 5 days to kick in. If you're somebody who's is getting it about it and lasts about every 3 to 4 months,
yeah.
then it may kick in after a couple of days. So, you know, and again, everybody's different. The yeah. key is maintenance. Oh. So taking care of that frown area is important, and it really does make patients happy. And in fact, they did a study, and I've mentioned that before on our show, Robin, mm-hmm. together, where they did a psychosocial study, and they took, and I'm going to make up some numbers here, but just to give you the idea, they took 100 patients who were clinically depressed. Mm-hmm. Half they did Botox on in that area, that frown area, and another half they did not treat them. Okay. And they tested them beforehand to kind of assess their amount of depression.
Oh.
And then they sent them out into the world, and then they came back, and these were outpatients.
Yeah.
And they came back in, and they retested them, and they found that the people who had received Botox treatments actually were a little bit less depressed.
Yeah. Is it because you're saying the approachability factor, perhaps, and people are smiling back at them?
Yes, I completely agree with that. It's called the mirror phenomenon. Okay,
that's
so
right.
you know,
that's
our
right.
your mom and your dad might say, you know, smile and the world smiles with you.
I love that.
And it's really true.
It
we
is,
know right. that if we're walking by a stranger, and you know, especially nowadays, you know, we don't want to engage people. But if a stranger walks by and they're not too much of a creeper, okay, you know, they're kind of walking by and they look at you and they smile. What do you do?
You smile
back at them,
dude.
Right. I always use the example of two checkout people at a department store. One smiling and engaging people, the other one's frowning. Which line do you tend to get into?
Right.
You tend to get into the one where the person is smiling. So that's really big.
That's fair.
And then lastly, and I know that we want to keep on moving on to our next treatment,
yeah.
but in terms of the eyes, for the crow's feet, or what we call the smile lines on the side of our eyes, exactly. Botox treatments there are great. And actually, that's one of my favorite areas to treat on me as a happy patient, because it helps to open up my eyes more.
It does.
Yeah, it helps. And it doesn't keep me from smiling or having a twinkle in my eye, but it helps to keep my eyes open. And especially for a baby boomer Asian eyes that I have mostly, mm-hmm. That helps to open them up. So I like it for that reason.
I didn't realize that treating the crow's feet area had that kind of an effect as well.
It does. So it not only takes care of the smile lines, but right. it helps to open up your eyes as well.
That's a big bang for the buck.
It is, very much so.
And a lunchtime procedure. Think ahead if you can.
Yes.
3 to 5 days.
Yes.
Okay, if you have an event. Okay, so the eyes. And now, as we continue, and I have some things that we've written down. Fillers, is that part of the eye scenario, or are we segueing into another part
right.
of our...
Right, so... As we'll take the fillers and we'll go into the next one, but let's just go back again to the eyes. And the way that I wanted to present today's talk and discussion with our listeners and Facebook followers is to talk about where patients feel like they get their biggest bang for their dollar.
Ooh, I like
so,
that. Yeah.
So Botox, in my opinion, is definitely one of the biggest bangs for your dollar in terms of happiness, satisfaction with the cosmetic result. That's why it's the number one cosmetic treatment in the United States. Okay, so that's Botox. We can enhance around the eyes, and there's some different areas we can inject a little bit above the eye to open up the eyes a little bit more. Mm. For people who have a hollow under the eyes, we can use filler and all. And people are happy with those results, and we do a lot of those treatments. But in terms of the number one treatment, in terms of opening up the eyes, imparting hopefully what you want to impart to people, being open, wanting to welcome them in, Botox is the way to go.
All right. I'm sold. I've been doing it for years. I really have it. I'm sold on it.
I am too.
I've been doing it
since it's come out, and I really think it goes a long, long way in terms of just the way that people see you.
So a great first impression.
Absolutely.
That
Botox. That's what we're talking about. First impression here.
All right. So what's next? What can we do? And I want to get this on my schedule for 2020.
Okay. So 2020, yes. We're still in January, even though it's going to be 71 today, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And so we called it. We said eyes, lips, and hips.
Okay.
So
let's
talk about lips. And this is a little bit, I want to dispel a little bit of one of those myths. So, you know, people are always afraid of filler when they hear about filler in the lips. And then they say, oh, my God, I see these people walking around. I've been down to Orange County. I see these people and they look like fish or duck lips, you know, and all
it's
these derogatory comments about the lips. And so The key here is to come in and to talk to us and to let us know what is your expectation, what is it that you are looking for. Okay. So let me start, let's start off maybe more with the millennials first.
Okay,
so we're going to start off with the millennials. And so this is where we educate them. So maybe they're kind of watching Instagram. They're kind of looking at the celebrities, the bigger lips, the Kylie Jenner, whole things. And that's what they want. And you, as baby boomer, you may not necessarily agree with that. But what we want to do is, if that millennial feels that that's what they want, and we want to deliver and help them to feel better about themselves, so we do that. But we want to kind of educate them as well about how they're going to be presented in the best light, not just for an Instagram or a Snapchat photo opportunity.
Okay. There's a more world out there, you know,
right.
Working world, career.
Exactly. So where I would go with that is saying, okay, you want fuller lips, maybe you have thinner lips, or you have fuller lips, you want bigger lips. Okay.
Sure.
The key is to maintain, your ratio or your natural ratios.
Between the upper
and the lower. You know, we've been doing this for a long time together, and you know what we're talking about.
Well,
right?
I
go
just
ahead.
Want to kind of get it, you know, and, okay. I'm sure there's different ratios for different people and men and women, I'm guessing. I don't know.
Absolutely, there are. And so for men, the upper and lower lip can be roughly the same size, okay? If you're somebody like George Clooney, who has a more masculine face, then you want to have about equal, okay? If you're a little bit like Brad Pitt, who has a little bit more of a feminine face, you actually may enhance the lower lip a little bit more, okay? So you need to, again, talk to the patient and assess the patient. It's not one simple formula for everyone.
Okay.
When you talk about women who tend to get the majority of the lip injections with filler, And I recommend for lips only hyaluronic gels, which would be Restylane and Juvederm, and they have some derivations of those products off of there, which I feel is the safest for patients. It's soft and more natural feeling. The key for women is that the lower lip should be 50% bigger than the upper lip. So if you're going to enhance that upper lip because you want more of that sultry pout, that sexy pout, you need to make sure that you enhance the lower lip so that it's larger than the upper lip. That way, it's going to give you a more natural look. Okay.
Well, that's kind of what we're going, I mean, especially in Northern California.
Right. I think in this area, that's true. Now, there will be some patients who come in and they want that Instagram or Snapchat look, and that's not me for to judge. That's not for me to judge. But that, if that's what they want, then you're going to make their upper lip and lower lip be a little bit more equal in size. But for the younger generation and of the millennials and those in their 30s, 40s, lip enhancement, they love it. They absolutely love it. They come on in, have it done. Our nursing staff does a great job with those injections, and it's a great immediate pick me up.
Because it's
immediate.
There. Yeah.
And so I'm going to equate it. And so I'm sorry, guys, I'm not talking to you right now, but for women, I'm going to say it's I would equate it to maybe buying a new pair of shoes, right?
There
that
you
really love, right?
Right?
So all of a sudden, you know, you got more of a jump in your step, and that's what I see with the younger ladies who have the lip injections. Right. With fillers.
Okay, so just fillers alone?
Fillers alone. Okay. I mean, there's other things that we can enhance with that. Mm-hmm. And then when we talk about maybe as you're moving up to the baby boomer generation, and that's where you're beginning to lose volume in your lips, the key to attractiveness when we get older is for us to look healthy. Mm. And so when our lips begin to deflate, we begin to look like we're not as vigorous. Yeah. So again, using those same formulas that I mentioned in men and for women, if we start to fill up the lips with filler and keeping it a little bit more modest in terms of our filling effect, if you will, we can make you look healthier, which then translates into looking more virile or prettier, certainly more vigorous, and making you look healthier. It's going to go a long way to kind of presenting yourself the best way possible.
So Botox for the eyes.
Yes.
And then filler for the lips, which really seem very simple in and out.
They very much are. Right. Those are the two of the three that we talk about are probably the most straightforward, easiest things to do, and will give you pretty much immediate bang for your dollar.
I like that.
Yes.
All right. Well, can we take a quick break here?
We can.
All right. We are talking to Dr. Walter Tom. He's the medical director of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers. Remember, we're streaming live on Facebook right now, drwaltertom.com for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center website. Eyes, lips, hips are going to be next right here with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO.
Austin here from More Home Services. When we're in our clients' homes, we're always looking for little acts of kindness we can perform to help somebody out. We call it good deeds for free. Usually it's something small like changing a light bulb, caulking a tub, cleaning up some leaves, or even grabbing something off a high shelf for an elderly customer. But sometimes it's just slowing down to pay attention, listen, and make a connection. That was the case recently when our technician Nick was on a repair call and found out he had something in common with his client. They were both animal lovers. She brought out her 29-year-old cockatoo and insisted that Nick hold it, which he gladly did. Nick joked that he's 29 years old too, just like the bird, and the client joked that they must have a connection. In a world where everyone is rushing off to the next job, we prefer to slow down and get to know folks. That's what Good Deeds for Free are all about. Give us a call at 707-505-8000 or online at morehomeservices.com.
Ad paid for by NotSoSmart.org. No on Measure I. Committee major funding from Molly Flader.
Did you read the articles about Smart hiding its ridership numbers?
Mm-hmm. It was forced to release those numbers recently. Its ridership is really low.
Yeah, well now, Smart proposed a more than $2 billion sales tax increase with Measure I, even though its current sales tax doesn't expire for 9 years.
It's ridiculous. Smart wants to extend the tax now so it can borrow money to pay for debt on which it is overextended. That's why it's so troubling that Measure I doesn't even provide any new or better budget oversight.
Wait, so Measure I will allow Smart to continue to use tax revenues mm-hmm. for things that don't impact transportation and do that without any transparency?
Yep. Measure I gives Smart a blank check with our sales tax dollars until 2059.
Hey.
Don't forget, a grand jury recommended financial oversight improvements that Smart failed to implement.
Oh, sounds like we can't trust Smart.
And we need to vote no on Measure I.
St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store at 5671 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park is remodeling their store's facade entrance, but they're still open for regular business hours during construction. Plus, save even more. Come in this week, Monday, January 27th through Friday, the 31st, and enjoy 40% off store-wide. 40% off. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Your purchases and donations help St. Vincent de Paul to feed and shelter the homeless.
Hi, this is Scott Barbieri. I recently had a personal injury case handled by Charlie Cochran and his legal team. Charlie and his team kept me informed of my case as it went through litigation. And most important, they return your phone calls. My case successfully settled without trial. If you've been involved in an auto accident, call Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson at 707-544-9006.
Call the legal team of Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison today.
Thank you, Michael DeWald, engineer producer for the Ask the Expert show every Thursday with Dr. Walter Tom from 12:30 to 1 here on KSRO, streaming live on Facebook, and remember them at laserandvein.com. Investigating the eyes, lips, and hips, we kind of went over the eyes, approachability factor with the Botox, which opens your eyes both between the eyebrows, they call them the 11s and the crow's feet, giving you kind of a lift and an openness and kind of a good bang for your buck and quick. Also, the fillers for the lips. And there's a ratio between men and women, which we discussed. You can go back and check that out on the podcast or the Facebook Live post, which will be there. And now we go to something we haven't really talked about in a while, hips and smart lipo, which is kind of your signature, one of your signature procedures at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center, Dr. Tom.
It really is. So we were fortunate enough to, I'm an early adapter. I wish I was smart enough to be the creator, but I'm an early adapter of assessing new technologies and deciding on what to bring in. And so back in 2007, 13 years ago, I can't believe it's been that long, I heard about laser liposuction called Smart Lipo. And so the concept is you still do lipo, but with smaller little tubes, so you get a smoother result. Takes a little bit longer, but it's safer. You have less problems when you use these smaller tubes.
Remember before, the cannulas were bigger and there were lumps and whatnot. That was the problem.
There was more irregularities,
right,
exactly.
Fair.
And then, but then they added a laser, and so we do this under local anesthesia only.
Okay.
And you go underneath the skin and you can help to tighten up the skin, but probably more importantly is you give a smoother result with this. And so that combination of using the laser and liposuction gives you a real nice result. And
now it's the laser kind of does smooth things out along with pulling out the excessive
fat. It does.
Okay.
Yes,
so
it does.
Cheaper.
So it helps to minimize the irregularities with the more traditional liposuction
Got
that
it.
We saw.
Thank you.
And so I was lucky enough to be the first surgeon in Northern California to introduce Smart Lipo back in 2007.
Amazing.
And it really just took off. And actually, in my opinion, it was really one of the services that launched my cosmetic career was doing laser liposuction or smart lipo. So, you know, we've been doing it for a long time and have done hundreds and hundreds of patients. Sure. And when people ask me, you know, Dr. Tom, what, you know, what's your favorite operation? It's for number one is that I like variety. So I wouldn't say that there's one specific operation mm-hmm. that I like to do. Mm-hmm. But if you ask me, where do I find that patients get, you know, where they're the happiest, the greatest satisfaction,
right.
One would be breast augmentation, which would have been that quad. Okay, and we can maybe talk about that next week.
All right, fair.
But the other is actually doing liposuction of what I call the flanks technically, but it is right above your hips. So if you kind of touch your hips and what the kids call the muffin top, right in there, or the baby boomers call the love handles, that's what we're talking about. And that's a problem area for people who they can be healthy. They
can
be skinny as can be. Exactly. Right. And they have fullness in that area. And it bugs them because, especially with jeans, it just sort of... It billows over, and then that's why the kids call them the muffin top, right? It's a horrible terminology, but true.
I know,
that's an area that I love to treat, because when you treat that area,
right.
I can tell you the patient satisfaction is so high. It's one of my favorite areas. I love sculpting the waist, and by actually reducing that fat in the waist and a little bit in the back area above your hip bones, that will not only make you look slender or thinner is what most people want.
Right.
It will restore your, what we call your waist to hip ratios, but it will actually enhance your derriere. It'll actually enhance
heck
your butt.
Yeah,
you're going, heck yeah. So you know, Robin,
so
that
bad.
By reducing the side, the waist, and the backside, without adding anything to the buttock, it actually enhances. It gives you a little bit more of a bubble look, a healthier look, a more attractive look for sure.
So, because I have done, you know, the kicks, and it does nothing. You cannot get that area down.
It is very difficult. I actually have a great before and after photo during the consultations that we have with the patients, and they're all complimentary. A before and after photo, and then the before photo, this woman is extremely thin. Okay, I would say to the patient who's visiting with me, consulting with me, I say, no one would tell this woman that she needs to lose weight. No one, okay?
Right.
But she had this area just above her hip waist area. Mm-hmm. And then I show them the after photos and they say what a remarkable difference it made for this patient and how much better she felt in her clothes. And by the way, that's a little tidbit, guys. You know, we all tend to think, everybody just wants to look better naked in a bathing suit. Yeah, definitely we do. But for a lot of people, and especially women, they say, I just want to look better in my clothes. Exactly. So that goes a long, long way. You will look better in a bathing suit, but you'll also look great in your clothes if we do sculpting of that back waist area.
Down under local, and we can call 707-542-8346 and get a complimentary consultation.
Definitely.
Highly recommend it. Getting our cosmetic calendar on the horizon for 2020 with Dr. Walter Tom and the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center. Remember, streaming at Facebook Live, remember the podcast, and we hope to see you next week from 12:31 right here on KSRO. So beautiful.